back.
And it's time now for a community connection here on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3, courtesy of Arnold Moore Niekamp Funeral Home. Joining us from Elder Care is Jennifer Ennis, the Administrative Director with Elder Care, and Rachel Holdenridge, is that right?
Holdridge,
the Community Outreach Coordinator. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing well.
Good. And you?
Oh, doing really well. I think the rain is coming back, so I'm less thrilled about that.
Yeah, a little on the downside there. It was really sunny yesterday, and obviously today, scattered showers throughout the day, but hopefully it'll go away at some point.
Well, hopefully, you know, the rain has really, you know, it was a little scary before our big fundraiser last month that it might rain, and it's really rained out some of our trips lately just because it's not been safe to travel. So we're kind of ready for it to move out and settle down for a little bit.
Yeah, totally. What were some of those trips that you kind of had rained out?
Well, we our Golden Opportunities program, you know, we like to take a day trip every month. And we've actually tried for a couple months to go out to the Mercantile in Pawhuska. And in February, we had the trip scheduled, and we actually got iced out. And then we had it rescheduled for May, and we got rained out on that really terrible day. That it was supposed to be, it was just horrible
tornadoes
and everything. And so we've rescheduled it. If anybody's still interested in going, we've rescheduled it for the end of June. I believe it's June 26th. You can still go with us, and we're hoping the weather will hold out this time, and we will get out there. You know, we're going to have lunch out at the Mercantile and then go out to the lodge and see where they film Reed Drummond's show. So it's still going to be a really great trip. Hang in there. We're still trying to
get it. We will actually take it.
And speaking of recent events, you guys just had your Good, the Bad, the Barbecue event out at the Mullendore Ranch. Finally, you're out there at the ranch. How was that?
Oh, it was phenomenal. Again, the weather, we were really nervous. We actually had to set our tents up a little bit earlier just to try and keep the ground dry, and that seemed to work out pretty well. So got out there. The weather was beautiful. It was a wonderful last event. We're so thankful for every sponsor who donated a live auction item, a silent auction item, those who sponsored tables, and everyone who bought individual tickets. We had one of the biggest crowds at our last year at the Mullendore Ranch. Over 950 people came. We raised a phenomenal amount of money to support Elder Care. And it was a wonderful last party kind of out there. So if you got to come, we just thank you for joining us. And if you didn't, you know, sorry you missed out on the Mullendore Ranch, but be on the lookout. We are still looking at finishing up our plans for next year. We'll roll out our new venue soon, and we're just excited to kind of move forward.
Any idea what you might be able to leak at this point about the next barbecue?
I think I should probably keep that to myself. Okay. Still, our committee is really, we've been in talks with a couple different locations, just trying to figure out the best setup and what might benefit everyone. So we're very excited, though. I mean, we loved what we did at the ranch, and we are so thankful for the family who hosted us for 21 years. It was amazing. And so we still have a great relationship and hope that we've invited them to come to the new location if they're in town and are able to do that. And we just look forward to budding a new relationship somewhere and rolling out something new. And I'm sure there will be a lot of interesting things that we're able to change. We got rid of the boots. If you've ever been out to the Mullendore Ranch, we have these great centerpiece boots that we've used for years. And we decided, take a piece of the ranch with you. And so we sold a lot of those table centerpieces. We have a couple of them left at Elder Care. So if you weren't at the event, but you remember those great boots and you still want a piece of the ranch, come by. You can pick one up then.
Boot scooting boogie over to Elder Care, right?
I love that. See, I did not even think about that.
And you can pick up a hat, too. We still have some from the barbecue. So.
You know how many you have left, by chance?
We got about 20. Yeah, about 20 left. So.
Cool.
Yeah, not many.
And speaking of the future, what kind of programming do you guys have coming up this month and maybe just the summer?
Well, you know, we have a lot of our same programs. If you've heard about Elder Care before, our Daybreak program runs all the time. We always have physical therapy. So a lot of those things are still going. The things that change during the summer and really ramp up, that would be our Golden Opportunities program. That's our social networking group. And so We've got another trip to Guthrie coming up in about 2 weeks. If you, the deadline to sign up is passed, but we still have a couple spots on the bus that we're willing to fill last minute if you still want to go to Guthrie with us on June 13th. And then at the end of the month, when we do our monthly social hour, that's free to the public. It's open for anybody 6 years old, or we'll roll out our new brochure, and that will be for July, August, and September. And I can't leak those because the coordinator might be a little upset, but it will be a really great brochure, so you'll come by on the 26th and pick that up. And actually, I think it's the 27th. It's the last Thursday of this month. It would be the fourth Thursday. You can come by and pick up the new brochure. Also, even though it's raining, the weather has been warm already. And so just want to remind everyone who's listening that we have a wonderful project called the Cool Room Project. And that project is specifically made for anybody 60 or older who doesn't have central air and heat, or maybe I always say central air and heat because it goes together, but we're not worried about the heat, but the central air. And you may have it, and it may actually break down during the summer. And sometimes when that happens, it takes a couple weeks before you can get it fixed. So if you're in either one of those situations, we can loan out for free these window units that you plug into a room. You just use your little 110-volt plug-in, and you can close a door and keep one room in your house cool. And so heat-related illness is really something you have to pay attention to anytime, but specifically as you get older and your body doesn't regulate its temperature as easily, it's really easy to get overheated and to kind of have those symptoms. So if you're in that situation, if your neighbor, if your friend or family is starting to feel the heat already in their home and they don't have that air conditioning, we encourage you to call. Make sure you qualify. It's a couple-minute questionnaire, and then we can get that loaned out to you, and it's completely free. You come pick it up. You install it in your home, and then usually sometime around Labor Day, depending on how long the heat wave lasts, we send a letter out that says, hey, you know, cooler temperatures are here. Would you please bring them back? You bring them back, and then you qualify next year to go ahead and get another one. And so it's just a great program for anybody who gets into a bind. You may not need it now, but in a couple weeks, that air conditioner breaks because it's a little old. You may need it then. And so we'll keep talking about it over the summer. If you you or someone you know gets into that situation, we don't want you to be miserable in the heat. We want you to come and borrow a unit if you're 60 or older.
Have you seen a lot of people renting these units now?
Absolutely. Yes. I mean, we had people probably the first part of May going ahead and calling and saying, hey, can I go ahead and get on the list? It's already starting to get a little warm. We've already started loaning them out. And so if that's you, it's already available. There's no wait. You can just go ahead and give us a call, and we'll try and get you hooked up. But I think it might be a little bit of a terrible summer as it's already been a little warm. I think yesterday I got in my car and I was like, whoo, it's a little warm today.
It's pretty humid. Well, it's not as bad as it was in 1911. I keep doing these weather things with Phil, and he was saying in 1911 on this day, it was like 106 degrees.
Oh, my.
So, I mean, it could be worse. But, again, this is still available if something were to happen like that and, like, I don't know, say a few days. Hopefully it doesn't. But if it gets hot, you guys have these systems available for people.
Absolutely. And we want to make it a service because it's so dangerous, you know. And we don't want anybody to feel like they can't do things around their home or anything because they don't have air. And so we want to do that. And then we'll just always caution you. Anybody, if you're, as the summer hits, if you're working outside, make sure you're taking those precautions, wearing a hat, drinking water, taking frequent breaks. You know, a lot of times you don't think about it. You're just, I'm going to power through the flower bed. I'm going to pull the weeds. I'm going to be done. It takes a little longer than you think. And then you get over exhausted and kind of dehydrated. And then maybe the next day you do it again. And it may not be the first day that heat related illnesses happen, but after a couple days of trying to tackle that, that's what it is. So for anybody, any age, we always encourage, be aware of what you're doing when it really starts to heat up. Drink lots of water, wear those cool colors, keep your kids, you know, in those same things because it can sneak up on you so fast. Just like the heat sneaks up on us during the summer, those things can do so as well.
And a number to call in case people are looking for this?
918-335-8600.
And just out of curiosity, you are the community outreach coordinator, Rachel. And what do you do as that outreach coordinator?
I handle a lot of, mostly all the marketing events that we have. I do a lot of community outreach, obviously, that's the title, but just kind of going out and making a presence for elder care and kind of building that relationship with the community as well as with elder care.
And who do you kind of build that relationship with, just like other nonprofits, if you will?
Nonprofits, just people that come through our doors, anyone that's willing to, you know, come and see what elder care is about, come visit, anyone that is there, just participating in any of the programs we have, and then obviously just events in the community and, I mean, anywhere we go to make a presence for elder care.
And what is kind of your guys' message towards, like, the public and other members of the community about elder care?
Well, you know, we have a whole bunch of different ways we try and reach out. But I will, I mean, that's a great question because it kind of leads us into, we are kind of starting something new. It actually just launched this week. It's been kind of a soft launch, I would say, but yeah, we're really gearing up for it. And what we've done is every month, we used to offer a monthly open house, and it would be the first Monday of every month. You could come in, you could get information about elder care, and you could get a tour. And we always encourage everyone, if you want a tour, just stop by anytime. We would love to give you a tour at any time. It doesn't have to be scheduled. But we've kind of shifted gears there and thought, you know, we want people to know what we do, but we also want people to have a platform to get knowledge, to bring in speakers, to present on topics that are really relevant to aging and our community. And so we have launched something the first Monday of every month in replace of our open house called Community Voices. And the whole idea is every month, the first Monday, we will at 10 a.m. have a new speaker come in, and they're just going to bring in a new topic that's relevant. So this last week we had Carrie Cox at the Washington County Emergency Services come in, and he talked about emergency preparedness. How do you really prepare for an emergency? What should you consider? And then kind of spun it with, as you age, what are those extra things that you should really think about? Building a personal support network. So you're fine, you do things, but if an emergency happens, who do you call? Is it the person at your church? Is it the person down the street? Who do you have in that kind of phone book for those situations? And really be mindful and thoughtful of those processes. It's a wonderful talk. We're so thankful that Carrie took the time after his extremely busy couple weeks to come in and still do that topic. And then next month, it would be July 1st, we'll have another speaker from Angels Home Health, and she's going to come in and talk about anxiety. Not just as you age, but just anxiety as a whole, how as we go through life, it springs up. What is it? When is it something you need to talk to a doctor about, and when is it kind of common? And really focus on those things. As we age, things get a little scarier. We don't like the way the world's going. Or you just get anxious about traveling. You know, you don't like to go out as much because it gets darker sooner. It's harder to see. You're kind of worried about a fall. So those things kind of build up. How do you really internalize that? How do you kind of work through those things that happen to everyone? No one wants to talk about it. Right. No one wants to say, I'm a little nervous to drive in the dark. But how do you kind of have those conversations with your loved one and say, I am getting a little anxious about that. How do we do it? So we're just excited to start offering a platform that is a resource and an educational part for our community once a month that they can come in for free and have a topic that they find relevant. And every month you may want to come, and you can skip a month because, you know what, that's not really for me. I don't need to hear about that.
Right. We're talking with Jennifer Ennis and Rachel Holdridge from Elder Care this morning on this Community Connection, and we'll be right back after this break to kind of expand on Community Voices.
Let's face it, planning a funeral makes most of us a little uncomfortable. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home will help you plan ahead and save your loved ones the financial and emotional burdens of making decisions during a difficult time. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home is experienced and here to help plan services of all faiths, customs, religions, and traditions, including cremation. It only takes a few minutes to give your loved ones peace of mind for a long time to come. Call Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home today.
See Tim Howell and his professional staff at Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
And we'll continue with a Community Connection here on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3, courtesy of Arnold Moore Niekamp Funeral Home. And again, joining us are Jennifer Ennis and Rachel Holdridge with Elder Care. You guys were talking a little bit about Community Voices. What else can you tell me about that program that's just kind of starting up?
So the tagline for that is actually learn, share, grow. And that was kind of the mindset when we started that while the topics may be more relevant to our aging population, there's definitely going to be a takeaway for someone at every age group, whether it be, you know, your parent is aging and this is something you need to take note of and prepare for as they age, or, you know, just to know and to, you know, help others around you. That was kind of the idea in mind, is that we were going to make sure that the population, not just the aging population, but just the Bartlesville population in general, could benefit from these talks. And so that was definitely a key point for us.
What is the hope, or what is the purpose of having the entire community kind of benefit from this? Why is it important?
Kind of like what Jennifer had said, we're kind of, you know, switching gears, and we want to be that resource. Whether or not we're going to be able to provide a service for you, we want to be that first stop, that first resource, that first phone call.
And this is obviously available to everyone if they want to.
Absolutely. It's open to the public. You don't have to register. We do prefer that, just so we can make sure we have enough space. But it's open. You can stop by at any time. It's from 10 to 11 on the first Monday of every month.
And you guys were talking about you have a program already set for July 1st. Do you already have other people coming in future-wise, or do you know what those are?
We do. We have a whole schedule kind of coming up for the rest of the year. So what I would encourage is, you know, we're still always in the process of confirming as we get a little closer, because schedules change and things like that. But follow us on our Facebook page. We're really starting to put those events out, so you can follow the actual event, say you're interested in it, and then we'll have updates on there. You can stop by and pick up a flyer at Elder Care. We're going to start putting flyers around the community. And so at any month, you're like, oh, I wonder what the next topic is. That's a great way to be able to do that. We like to do press releases in the paper still. I know a lot of people like to read that. So be on the lookout. But we would encourage you to definitely check out our Facebook page. We're trying to make sure we put all of those things out there. It's a really great way to stay kind of up to date with what we're doing, about the Trips with Golden Opportunities or the next Community Voices coming up, or whether we have another event that might be happening.
And we try to announce the next topic for Community Voices after we have finished. So we're trying to kind of keep that time frame just around, you know, as soon as we wrap wrap it up, we will be posting the next topic. But we're going to be also posting in the event. We'll have the speakers kind of talk about, you know, key points that they're going to be presenting, and hopefully, you know, have a space for people to share questions, and just kind of, you know, that can be another platform to, you know, reach out and talk to the community.
Right, and we haven't kind of mentioned where you guys are located at. Where is Elder Care?
We are, well, everyone, if you've been to Walmart, you're so close to where we're at. You're so close. So we're actually on Swan Drive, which is kind of, once you go past the curve on Walmart, that tends to be Swan Drive. Or if you're coming the other way, the Tag Office Road. Everyone knows where the Tag Office is. We're right there at 1223 Swan. And so it's a really great, easy location to get into. You know, we have a big facility. If you've never been out, we do encourage you to come out, take a look at it. Plenty of parking. What we love is, you know, you mentioned, Rachel, signing up to make sure there's enough chairs. We're always going to have space for as many people that want to come. And so at the end of it, if you've never seen our building, we'll take you on a tour as well. And so you'll want to come by. You can check out, we have a website as well, which is www.abouteldercare.org. And you can check out all of our programs there, our upcoming events. We have a great little resource tab that actually has articles that are relevant on aging that we keep up to date. So you can kind of click through and think, oh, yeah, I'm curious about Parkinson's disease. So I'll click on that and go with there. So our whole purpose is to just try and be a voice for our community that says, you know, aging can be scary, but we're here to kind of walk you through it. And on top of that, it's confusing. I mean, you can throw out terms like Medicare Part D, Medicare Part A. How do I get enrolled? There's this fraud going around. You know, I need to get a handrail put into my bathroom, and now I need physical therapy. I mean, there's all these questions that kind of happen as we get older that we don't know what to do with. How do I change my power of attorney? Why do I need a durable power of attorney? And so those are awful questions to have to figure out on your own. And you can type it all into Google and get a million hits on where to go and how to start and different opinions. So if that's you, if there's a question that you have and you don't know where to start, we just want to be your first call. And if we don't do it, we have been working for years to build resources and relationships in the community that says, you know what, we don't do it, but, you know, so-and-so over here does. Here's their direct line. Give them a call. They're going to be your best resource, because it's too complicated sometimes. And Google's not always the best way, or asking, you don't know where to start. So let us be your first stop, and we'll help get you connected with either us or other resources in our community to get those answers, questions mm-hmm. answered, and make it much easier. You should enjoy this part of your life. And so if you get to a point where things are less enjoyable or more complicated, let us help you try and figure out, how do we make it simpler? How do we connect you where you need to be connected?
And what are some other services that you guys offer that helps make life a little bit simpler?
Well, we have quite a few. We just have a couple minutes, but a few. One, you might be traveling this summer or thinking about traveling this summer. That can be really nerve-wracking because you don't get out of the house. You feel a little unsteady on your feet. So if you're looking to maybe get a balance screening, our physical therapy department does that for free. You can come in and make an appointment, just a 15-minute little assessment to say, oh, you're good. Keep doing what you're doing. You're not at a risk for a fall. You're great. If you think you might be at a risk for a fall, getting that evaluation is really great. It tells you kind of on that spectrum where you're at. And then you get to choose, okay, how do I want to address this issue? We have Brighter Living, which is a companion service. People come into your home, can help with housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation. If you're looking to simplify your life, if you're saying, I do not enjoy cleaning my house anymore, it's a task, it's hard, I don't enjoy cooking, why don't you outsource that? Why don't you think about simplifying by bringing in somebody to do those things and making these times in your life much more enjoyable? You know, we could go on for another 20 minutes and tell you all the things that we do. But instead, I would encourage you, check out that Facebook page, check out our website. Or if that's not you, if you're not tech savvy, just come to Elder Care. It's 1223 Swan Drive. Come up, see Ronnie at the front desk, and we'll come out, and me and Rachel can give you a tour, or yep. somebody else can give you a tour. We can talk about it. You can see the building, and we can start there. We love the face-to-face, so feel free to do that, or call us at 918-336-8500.
All right, Jennifer, Rachel, thank you so much for joining us for a Community Connection this morning. I guess we'll see you, what, towards the end of the month?
First Thursday of every month we're here.
Sounds good. Yeah. And we'll see you then.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Another humid day for our Thursday, with rain and storm chances going back up. We're looking